Kaleidoscope, a daily feature on the CT Network.
Another hurricane is ripping through the southeastern United States. Hurricane Athena is causing havoc all over Florida, Texas, and Louisiana with high winds, heavy rain, and lightning. But wait, I've just been handed an update. It seems that hurricanes have not always been named after women. Yes, that's right. For many decades, hurricanes have been given female names. But before that, for hundreds of years, hurricanes were named after saints. It seems that each hurricane was given the name of a saint on whose day the hurricane occurred. But this system became limited due to the fact that a hurricane can occur over several days and more than one hurricane may arise at the same time. Way back in the early days of radio, confusion always came about when storm warnings from one station were confused with storm warnings from another station. So when improved weather forecasting and communications came about, a new system was needed to prevent this confusion. Just before the end of the last century, Clement Ragg, an Australian meteorologist, began naming hurricanes and tropical storms after women, but the practice was not widespread. In World War II, the U.S. Navy and Air Force began using women's names when jargon such as latitude and longitude proved unsuccessful. In 1951, the U.S. Weather Service introduced a naming system based on the phonetic alphabet. The system was dropped 2 years later because it became very confusing. It was then that the U.S. Weather Service also started using women's names. In 1978, the system was modified to include men's names, and also to name tropical storms as well as hurricanes. A tropical weather disturbance is worthy of a name if it intensifies into a storm with winds over 39 miles per hour. To be upgraded to a hurricane, winds must reach 74 miles per hour. When those conditions are met, the National Hurricane Center near Miami gives the storm a name from a predetermined list. There are six lists, one per year. On the seventh year, the cycle begins again. Each list alternates male and female names. The lists for odd years begin with a female name. The lists for even years begin with a male name. So the next time a hurricane is born, listen closely. It might be named after you.
Kaleidoscope, an explanation of interesting things in your world.